The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Mahdi Rastani.
Last night we started to discuss this topic of the relatives and how the Ahlul Bayt have taught us to treat them and how the Ahlul Bayt have taught us to interact with them. We said that the Quran uses different terminology and different vocabulary to refer to the general idea of those who are connected to you, those who are related to you. Sometimes the Quran will use the word al or ahl. Sometimes the Quran will use the word arham. And many times, more often than not, it will use the word dhawil qurba. We said that this terminology and these words, they have their own specific meanings. Each of them has their own specific connotation. And in many situations, they can have very important implications depending on which word it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using. Nonetheless, as a general concept, they all refer to those individuals in your life that you are related to, those relatives of yours. And we said that when you look at the verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this idea of maintaining family ties very high up on his priority list. If he were to give you and I a list of those things that are extremely important to him, you will find the idea of the arham is very high on that list. That's why verses of Surah An-Nisa, verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, they spoke about maintaining the family ties immediately after making sure that the believer does not do shirk. After the concept of shirk came the idea of وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and immediately afterwards وَبِذِ الْقُرْبَى. After shirk and after tawheed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this idea of ذَوِ الْقُرْبَى. In that covenant that the Quran narrates for us in Surah Al-Baqarah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from Bani Israel, this is also the second concept that comes up. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your parents, of course, are first in line. Then after that comes وَبِذِ الْقُرْبَى, and those who you are relatives with. Last night, tonight, we've been talking about what you owe to your relatives. Then comes the other side, which is the other extreme. The other extreme is what? This person now values his relatives too much. I say, value relatives too much. Is this even possible? Yes, believe it or not, it's possible. How can you value a relative too much? This person thinks that because this person is a relative, because of this cousin, because of this aunt, because of this uncle, whatever they do, he has to get behind them. Whatever stance they take, I have to support them. And this was a problem during the time of the Prophet. Dare I say it's a problem in our communities today as well. Where many times you will find in our communities across North America, where there is a dispute in the community, it's almost as if your last name is this, you're on this side. If your last name is that, you're automatically on the other side. It's almost as if no one is even looking at this situation and saying, well, where does the truth lie? No, I have to support. I have to. Why? This is my uncle. I have to. This is my aunt. This is my 34th cousin. I have to support them. We're related. This is a problem. And this was a problem during the time of the Prophet as well. And it was one of the main challenges that the Muslims had. Because we mentioned yesterday that when this categorization of Iman and Kufr happened, the people on both sides were relatives of one another. It was difficult for the Muslims to give up some of their identity as part of this family and part of that family and understand they have a new identity now. It's difficult for them. And they had relatives who had animosity towards Islam, but they couldn't say no to their relatives. In some occasions, they would share secrets with them. In some occasions, they would say, you know what, we're friends with you and we're Muslim, both. Even though you have animosity towards the Muslims, which doesn't apply to most of our relatives. Yes, this is very rare for us to come across. But in that particular context, there were people on the other side who were thirsty for the blood of Muslims. And this person, because this person was a relative, he couldn't say no to him. To my relative. And in our communities, it's also the same thing. In a different context, when this relative takes a stance, it's almost as if this person says, I have no choice, I have to support this person. No, Islam never told you and I to give this much value to a relative, where they override the truth and everything with it. The Quran said from the very beginning, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا آبَاءَكُمْ وَإِخْوَانَكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ إِنْ اسْتَحَبُّوا الْكُفْرَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. If they are the type that have animosity towards the Muslims, you can't just sit there and say, I support whatever stance you take. No. And in our communities, when I see a relative of mine who's taken the wrong stance, who is violating the rights of others, who is taking from the wealth of others, who is playing with the reputation of others, and you can add, you know, many of the other examples that comes to our mind, you and I also can't get behind this person. He's your relative. Yes, this is your test. You have to find a way to say, listen, I don't agree with this approach. And one of the reasons why our communities have been held back sometimes is this. I don't want to go into details here. But this is one of the reasons why our communities have been held back. Because this kind of stuff starts to show itself. And this concept in Quran and Hadith is referred to as al-asabiyyah. Now, if you want to use the exact terminology, you would say tribalism. But I don't like that particular, you know, equivalent, because it makes it seem as though it doesn't apply to us today. No, tribalism is the, you know, the definition of asabiyyah, but if you really want to talk about it, it means, you know, you'll have a relative of yours do something, you'll be okay with it just because he's your relative. If this person was not your relative, you would be criticizing him. Or I might be in this situation, for example. This is what asabiyyah is. And the hadith of the sixth imam says, this asabiyyah, this hamiyyah, or the Quran calls it hamiyyat al-jahiliyyah. This fervorness that you have, because he's related to me, we're going to do this. The Quran says, and the hadith of the sixth imam says, that this asabiyyah is one of the junudul jahl. It's one of the troops of ignorance. It's one of the manifestations of ignorance. Why? Because during the time of the Prophet, if a relative did something, no one could say no. If one relative was hurt, he would call his tribe. He would call his, in my words, his gang. And every relative had to come to support him no matter what the reason of this dispute was. And they valued these relationships to the point where they were willing to go to the extent of killing one another because of their relatives. And the Quran talks about this in Surah At-Takathur. He says, Al-Hakum At-Takathur. You guys are busy with some random things. This person is my relative, that person is my relative. Aus was saying this, Khazraj was saying this. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. It's gotten so petty. You guys even go to the maqabir and the qabr and you say, you know what, this one was my grandfather, this one was my great grandfather, and so on and so forth. Well, all of this to do what? To support your wrong stance. This was a problem from the very beginning. With that, inshallah, we'll bring tonight's talk to an end.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.